Patrick and Castro aren't running against each other for political office. Castro, a Democrat, isn't running for anything right now. Patrick is running for what many call the most powerful job in Texas, lieutenant governor, and he's doing it with ads like this.
Dan Patrick is the only candidate for lieutenant governor to oppose in-state tuition for illegal immigrants.
I'll do what Washington won't do. I'll secure our border and I'll end sanctuary cities. And I'll never stop fighting against Obama's attacks on Texas.
Secure the border. Fight Obama. Dan Patrick for lieutenant governor.
Patrick was the top vote-getter in the March primary for the GOP nomination for lieutenant governor, but he still faces incumbent David Dewhurst in the May runoff. Castro said watching Patrick's political ads is what spurred him to send a tweet challenging him on the issue of illegal immigration.
You sent out the first tweet.
By the way, I'm glad to have boosted your followers.
That's good. Yeah, you did. You did.
And that tweet led to Tuesday night's debate. And while Patrick and Castro shared a stage, they definitely did not share a common view on the future of Texas in regards to how to treat people who are in the state illegally.
You have talked about undocumented immigrants bringing third world diseases, including leprosy and polio, to Texas. You have said that we're seeing an illegal invasion from Mexico.
The fact is, I have to put American citizens, whether they be Mexican-Americans or Anglos or African-Americans or Asian-Americans, first.
In post-debate interviews, they disagreed on who won the debate. Castro said he was clearly the victor.
He couldn't defend his record tonight. He started talking again, defending his comments about third-world diseases coming into this country from immigrants, and he talked about the number of anchor babies.
And certainly, Patrick had a different tact.
You know, it wasn't about winning and losing. It was about communicating a message. I'll let the people decide that. It wasn't about winning and losing. We're not running against each other. We weren't trying to get voters.
University of Texas at San Antonio political science professor Walt Wilson says they each won because Patrick and Castro had different reasons for agreeing to the debate.
I would say it was in some ways a draw. Castro attempted to put Dan Patrick on the spot quite a bit. Patrick did a pretty good job of trying to change the subject to issues that he thought might help him score some points, like abortion and so on. So it was kind of an interesting exercise, given that they're not running against one another.
Clearly, both politicians are aware of the changing demographics of Texas and that a growing Latino population could mean the end of a solid GOP rule, particularly if the Texas Republican Party continues to embrace policies unpopular with the majority of Hispanics in the state. And Wilson says that was made clear in the debate during this exchange.
I'm the one candidate that the Democrats fear, and that's why all of you have been attacking me, because you know that I'm going to go out and speak to, like I am tonight. I have the courage to come and talk about public policy.
Actually, you're our meal ticket back in.
Yeah.
That is definitely telling as to why Castro thought that this debate might be worthwhile, which is that with Dan Patrick as the standard bearer for the Republican Party, you know, in the lieutenant governor's race, if he can be successfully painted as out of the mainstream, he can also be someone who begins to make it harder and harder for moderates to vote Republican.
And Wilson said Patrick's performance helped his chances in winning the lieutenant governor's runoff, but looking at the long-term, big picture in Texas politics, he may be hurting the Republican Party's chances in winning that critical Latino vote in future election cycles, maybe one where Patrick and Castro are running for the same office. In San Antonio, David Martin Davies reporting.